General Bulldog retired. What are the dogs doing in there? Are they wrestling?
Yeah, Barra is got a, I think, a little bit of an energy boost here, and she's trying to antagonize Victor.
Why isn't she going after Corey?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we have a couple hours left. We start at 7 a.m. this morning. This is the only radiothon, live telethon I know of in the United States of America, in any state, that goes 12 hours on commercial-free network of broadcast stations for veterans. We do so many wonderful things in this country and different media outlets. In the past, when I was at WMUR-TV for the Jerry Lewis telethon way back, you know, diabetes, heart disease, breast cancer, homelessness, storm relief, all these things that we do. But it dawned on me 8 years ago, why don't we do 12 hours for our veterans? We have a high veteran population per capita in New Hampshire, percentage-wise, one of the highest percentage-wise. Less than 1% serve 330 million people. We're supporting Veterans Count today. I've been doing this 8 years. Vets Count is a locally administered program, and we have Don Boldick in our studios, originally from Laconia, New Hampshire. 30-plus years of active military service. He has a story of service that I've never, ever, and that includes Rick Kaiser of the Navy SEALs, 21 years as SEAL Team 6 commander. Don Boldick's story of service is, in my opinion, second to none, what he's given to this state and country. And what he's bled for this state and country, and he's got 72 dog tags in front of him with an American flag that he flew over the bases he commanded as a general of special forces and service members that did not make it home to their loved ones. You think about that, that's giving all. Give now to 844-650-8387. We have volunteers standing by. We just have a few hours left. Many of you are. Faith Francis, our own executive vice president here at Binney Media, just handed me a check for $500 from her, and she's helped me put this together and supported this effort. So thank you, Faith. Have faith in our veterans. They're worth it. 844-650-8387. And I want to say this, General, and Ginger Munson here, and we're kind of getting that home stretch, and I'm going to get a little bit of energy here like Barra. But I think you'd agree with me. General, during the day and night, you're on the political trail running for the U.S. Senate, but that's not why you're here today. Now, you may think it's one and the same mission, because I think I know it makes you tick, but what I'm going to speak to, General, and I think you'd agree with me, and Ginger Munson, we have big stories in news. We just raised the American flag in Kyiv at the capital of the Ukraine, which is a sign that maybe that thing is starting to simmer down, but there's serious things going on in the world. We just had a down market today because major retailers are showing some of the sales are a little more off as consumers pull back with inflation. Maybe it's because we're spending $4.50 a gallon on gas. We have a baby formula shortage, political divisiveness. That's what I was going to speak to, General. Violence this past weekend in too many American cities. All these things I think we can agree on are stressful, divisive, and problematic. But sometimes this country is made to be too divisive beyond what it needs to be. See, I have a theory. I think most people are good. I know when I was a kid in my the time I had with my dad, who was a young Marine who passed away at a young age, that he was good. He would tell me to hold the door open for someone behind me. Go help the neighbor stack wood and don't put your hand out if they offer you money. Go do it because it's the right thing. Cut your nails at Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on the back porch because you need discipline. Make your bed in the morning before you go play hockey because it's the right thing. Don Boldick knows all about what I'm talking about, times a million or 2 million as a general, and he commanded special operatives and forces. So we need to put this divisiveness down, and if we can't put those swords down of verbal words and social tweets and these hollow big bravado, you're a jerk because you don't agree with me politically, all that crap. If we can't agree that the men and women who serve, and Don Boldick doesn't go anywhere without talking about his wife because she served the whole time and ran the fort at home, and he's eternally grateful. I know that. I've seen this. But if we can't agree that our veterans deserve a little more in this state, today, tonight, on this one day, I do this radiothon for three reasons, General, and then I'm going to let you take it away because my voice is going. Is one, we can, I can, because of this perch that I've been blessed with by the guy upstairs to do a show on these stations. Two, we should. Three, we must. You know, I became a Catholic later in life, and I was just listening to the minister last week and just talking about love and caring and doing and helping strangers. And, you know, a lot of times it's my earlier years, General, please forgive me, it just kind of rolled off my shoulders. I might have done good, but I didn't realize what it was all about. I didn't get it. I just did it, but I didn't get it. It's so wonderful to be able to be in a position and be humbled to be able to help strangers, veterans who served, whether they be 82 years old, 96, like my friend Elliot Finn, the World War II veteran in Meredith, 26 years old, 23 years old, 40 years old, Korean War vet, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, I don't care. All you people like you, General, you signed up and served, and your family went along with you. So thank you for being here. You've been a steadfast supporter. I'd like you to kind of run with this with Ginger a little bit. I'm going to take a quick, I'm going to be here, but I'm going to mute my mic so I can catch up on the voice. But General, I want you to share why you spoke up and risked maybe a star on your uniform to defend the mental well-being of your troops, why you did so much, why you do so much, why you carry that box, and why things like today matters. But not just today, every day. Because some people, I believe, General, sometimes people want to do good, they just don't know how. Mm. They don't know where. This is a where, and this is a how. Veterans Count. The number to call now, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. Veterans Count supported you, Don Bolduc, and you support it now. So welcome back.
Well, thank you. my journey was an interesting one, Jack, in that my wife Sharon, probably around 2007, 2008, really started noticing something different about me every time I came back from a deployment. You know, she's a nurse by profession, and she made it her business to really research about post-traumatic stress and about the negative effects of traumatic brain injury and you know, the just over and over deployments into a combat zone. And she started seeing in me a lot of the symptoms with, you know, both those types of, you know, mental injuries, as I'd like to refer to them now, as opposed to the word mental illness. and so... these mental injuries, like physical injuries I incurred, and the moral injuries I incurred from just being in combat zones and making decisions that resulted in the unfortunate injuring of women and children or civilians on the battlefield that wasn't intended. It just happens in combat, and it's so unfortunate. And then going to the homes and sitting with the families of the ones that were either injured or killed, and, you know, sharing a meal with them and, you know, explaining to them that it wasn't intentional, that we're sorry, and that we can't replace that life, but certainly we're here to, you know, recognize that we made a mistake and that we're very, very sorry. And, you know, when you look into the eyes of people like that, and then you look into the eyes of the men and women and children that are devastated in battlefields just by being in the battlefield. Not necessarily your actions, but just the actions between combatants. And it's just really, you know, over time it just really, really affects you. And we can't expect to send our sons and daughters into these environments and then not expect that we are going to see some changes in their behavior and that their brain isn't going to reorder itself to protect itself in combat so you can live and survive more than a day. But when you get home, those very things and triggers are everywhere. They work against you. And it makes you, you know, it makes you become isolated, afraid of crowds, afraid to talk to people, It makes you feel like you're letting your family down. There's just a tremendous amount of physiological and mental things that occur. And so we have a responsibility to recognize what we already know, and we've known it because warfare has been with us since antiquity, and we read accounts of how mental injury and physical injury and spiritual injury negatively affect people. Yet we constantly ignore it, right? Thank you very much. Throw your duffel bag in the corner. Go get a job, and we don't want to hear anything about it. And that just has devastated, generations of veterans in their families. And I think Ginger wants to say something.